Nerd Sports Podcast, where we talk history of the game, numbers and stats. And each week we highlight a charity that's doing good. If you haven't subscribed yet, then you should, because I'm this the real deal. And you know I gotta shout out the Buffalo Bills. Turn it up to the max, sit back and relax. This the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Let's go!
What is up, Bills Mafia? Let's pause for a moment. This is the week 2 phase report from the Buffalo Nerd. Does my voice sound more cheerful? Because this is fresh off a victory Monday. That's right. Thank God, a victory Monday. I'm not sure I would have made it here if we lost to the Miami Dolphins in start of the season 0-2. Fortunately, I'm here. And I'm not sure that I would call what we did exceptional or great. The scoreboard looked good. 35-0. That's 3 out of 4 quarters now that this defense has not allowed points. And you would think that normally if you did that, you'd be wondering, how is this team 1-1? Well, I'm wondering the same thing. But I think when you go back and look at it, which I've done again, is we're not there yet. The scoreboard looks great, but I think most people, myself included, walked out of that game kind of thinking to themselves, man, it didn't look great, right? I mean, we scored, got 5 touchdowns. The running game brought in 3 of those touchdowns. I mean, this, by all accounts, was a good-looking football game. More concerning to me was Allen, he doesn't quite look there yet. He still looks a tad off. There were some throws that it was like he's just feeling it, and it's weird. I'm not sure why he's feeling it out still, but he's feeling it out. It was a little short, a little soft, you know, a little long. Emmanuel Sanders would have had a great drag route deep, probably about 15, 20 yards down the field that was missed. The underthrow of Diggs. I mean, there's just some things missing. But on the positive side of things, we didn't look good. And the scoreboard said 35-0, and we crushed the Miami Dolphins again. Squish the fish again. 6-1 for Josh Allen now against the Miami Dolphins. I'm not even sure they should show up anymore. Yeah, just throw in the towel. When this man is playing, don't bother showing up. Brian Flores looks like, I'm not sure what he's doing each time. It's like he's going through the motions over there when it's the Bills. Now, he didn't have much of a choice in this game because this defense came out and handed his quarterback a smack in the face right off the bat. Tua was under pressure immediately. This defense came to play. This defense is playing lights out. I would not want to play against this defense if I was anybody in the NFL right now. 3 out of 4 quarters with no points held Ben Roethlisberger down to 188 yards. I mean, with 3 really good wide receivers. And now Jacoby Brissett somehow saved that game from being a blowout in the first half. He couldn't hold it together long enough to not let it be a blowout, but he was being annihilated the entire game. That man stood no chance, but he kept getting up. The Miami Dolphins have a better shot with Brissett out there than they do Tua. He is more QB ready to play in the NFL right now if they want to utilize the roster that they have. If they don't, they're going to continue to get crushed by the Buffalo Bills, which I'm okay with. So keep doing it. Roll them out there next time, and we'll see if we can give him 3-4 more extra plays before we ruin his hopes and dreams for the day. But let's circle back, because like I mentioned, it wasn't top to bottom a phenomenal performance by any means. I mean, when Josh Allen is putting up, you know, he's throwing the ball 33 times, 17 for 33, 179 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. I mean, that's similar to like 18 Josh kind of numbers. So he's not there. We touched on the top. He's not there. And that's one of the top things for me right off the bat. But one other thing that really stood out to me in the beginning of this game, not only was Zach Moss in the game, but it felt like we went back to normal. It felt like week 1, we tried to get a tad too cutesy when really all we needed to do was just come back out and see if anybody learned how to stop us in the offseason. because what we were doing the entire season was working. Minus a couple bad plays against Kansas City, we might have been in a Super Bowl. This offense was clicking and working just fine for what it was doing. In the offensive line this week, they stepped up, which definitely, absolutely made all of that available and okay to happen, which is perfectly fine. I mean, this team is going to live with the offensive line. The longer that Josh Allen has the throw, the more he's going to be able to shred people. This is not rocket science. I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. But for me, the step up for the offensive line this week was against the Miami Dolphins. Not that they're trash. I think they do have a good defense. Excuse me. But what I think you're going to find against week one was our O-line got totally roasted by a really good defensive line. And then we stepped it up against a team that was potentially not as good and definitely not as good on the defensive front. And now we're going to go up against in week three, a team that also has a very good front four. So this is going to trigger our offensive line is going to have to continue to play well against tough fronts if we're going to be successful, especially why this offense doesn't quite feel like it's clicking. Josh Allen is just not on right now, and that's fine. I mean, 1-1 to start the season. Nobody needs to go undefeated. I mean, we are set up now to go up against two backup quarterbacks moving into the next 2 weeks. We're not going to get to face Mr. Ryan Fitzmagic, which is kind of unfortunate, but we got two basically backups coming in these next 2 weeks, which gives us great momentum that we can potentially just still come out of this thing 3-1 for the first quarter. And I think if you're any time that you can come 3-1 out of a quarter in the NFL, that you're perfectly happy with that. And we should be okay with that because as we saw this defense, remember last year was not very good initially in the season and they picked up towards the end of the season and we're seeing them come in. So as long as this defense holds form, we're going to be in a good place. Let's talk about this defense. I mean, Tua couldn't even breathe within the first couple of plays and we had two sacks already. This rookie Groot is playing lights out right now. He looks good. And not only is he making the sack play, but you see him making tackles in the open field or open space inside the line where he's stopping runs out of nowhere. So his length is good just outside of the sack. It helps him fill holes. He's looked very, very good. Yes, he's going to develop and he's going to keep getting better. But if he's giving us this kind of performance every week all season or very close to this high energy effort with just his athletic ability and length, he is going to be a problem all season for just about everybody, especially the way that we're rotating players through. He's not even on the field all the time and he's causing this pressure, which I think is partially what we do the rotational thing for. But besides that, the other guys that really stood out for me was Star being back in the lineup. Made a big difference. As much as I didn't really want to believe that Star was going to be the guy that can make that big of a difference, he made that big of a difference. I think I saw some triple teams at some points during that game where he was being triple teamed. And that's just absurd because that leaves so much open. But he played a great game, first game back after not playing in over a year. So that looked very good. And if he can progress and stay healthy, Star being back in this lineup is going to allow so many things to happen. The other guys that really stood out to me was last week I had mentioned that Edmonds was shining at the linebacker and Milano looked okay. This week, Milano looked phenomenal and Edmonds was kind of non-existent. It was a different game plan, obviously. They're covering more, which is going to play into Milano a lot more than it would be Edmonds. But Milano was everywhere. So he was making plays in the backfield on the cornerback. He looked unblockable at times. Milano really shined and showed me this week, if he stays healthy, that this linebacker trio, if they can play together every week, that no matter what teams try to do, if they want to try to run on us, then as long as Edmonds can be great, that's awesome or even good. And if you want to try to pass and Milano plays well, then we're going to be even better off. The other guys that really stood out was AJ Epenesa. I mean, as good as Groot was doing, AJ was making massive plays. I mean, he put the hit on Tua that ended up taking him out of the game. Not that that's what we're trying to do, but that's just what took place. But he looked phenomenal. Like, I mean, in year two, which this just side note, Boogie Basham hasn't played yet this year, but Epenesa hardly played last season, and look at what he's doing right now. So this can only be positive for Basham, but Epenesa looks great right now. He's in the other piece of it. Why he looks so good is I believe the pressure is coming from everywhere, which makes it a lot easier for him to succeed, but he definitely looks the part. He's looking fast. He's looking very, very good. This defense, I mean, I feel like you could probably go down the line of every single player. Like Teron Johnson's having a great season quietly. He's playing very good football, making good tackles. He's stopping plays that should get like 4 yards and making them 2.5, 3 yard plays. They're really shortening things and getting the ball back. So he's playing great right now. The side of the ball that is still for some reason that like, I love Tyler Bass, that long kick, I don't know what happened. I mean, it was a total miss kick, but it was still 3/4 of the way up or whatever. So he obviously has the leg. It looked like he was doing some like short, like maybe 1, 2, 3. I don't know if I have to pay attention to that a little more to see if that's what he typically does, but it just didn't seem like he got through it all the way. But the punter, I don't know what it is, but every time he's getting ready to punt, I feel like it's going to be blocked. And I don't like that feeling at all. Like it feels so slow to me. It was fine this week and the special teams did what they were supposed to. And I get that is part of it. And they need to do that role for him to be successful and give him that time. But God, it feels like it's forever. I feel like I could like go to the bathroom, come back and dude would still be getting ready to punt. Now on the flip side of that, he's angling it out. He's not allowing returns. He's doing very good in that aspect of the game. So, but that one right now, he's still technically negative 6 points in everything he's doing in my eyes until he's like showing me pinning some guys real deep multiple times. I'm not liking that slow pace. Bass, he looked good on all the extra points. Nothing missed. He's still 100% on the year on that. One long field goal miss. I'm not going to be upset about that. And he's not really allowing kick returns. He's kicking the ball deep. So he's doing all things positive. Moving into week 3, this is going to be a tough matchup. And this is a good defense. They haven't played that great so far. They're giving up points. They just gave up a lot of rushing yards to Daniel Jones. So I feel like Josh Allen could have success with that. But this is going to be another battle until the offense just comes out and proves that it's like clicking and clicking and clicking. And it's going to be tough against this defensive front. You know, it's going to be, like I mentioned, all offensive line led. So I'm excited. I think after week 2, though, it was we're back-ish. The defense still looks great, which is so going to be the biggest aspect of this. Josh Allen's performance, if he's like just mediocre this season, if this defense is playing like that, mediocre is going to be able to still win the division, get us in the playoffs, and give us a shot to really succeed. So I'm excited for this week. I do think that we are going to, you know, be successful against the Washington Redskins. Top to bottom, we are a better football team. We're obviously getting the backup quarterback in Heinicke, but I think he's a good player, but this should be a Bills win, I would suspect. This is probably going to be tighter than what we just did in Miami. I'm going to say probably 28-17, something around those lines. I think this defense keeps it fairly close, and we may see the offense click, and if they click, we could get up towards that 38 number potentially. But until then, let's just have some fun, because, I mean, realistically, We're heading into week three. We're 1-1. Like I mentioned, we got a good line here to get to 3-1 at the first quarter, even though we got that extra game now, whatever. Still going to go by the quarters because that's the way it's supposed to be. But anyways, Bills Mafia, have a lot of fun this week. Get ready to enjoy another, hopefully, victory Monday. For those of you that are going to be in the stands, be safe. Enjoy yourselves. Have some fun. And I got to shout out my Play Action Pools guys over there. I'm getting crushed in that, by the way. I'm not going well. It's not going well at all for me right now. I find myself in like 8th place or something like that. So I got a shout out. No X Way is my guy right now who's just leading it and he's killing it right now. So that's going to do it, everybody, for the phase report of week 2. Obviously, you guys will be able to catch the regular Buffalo Nerd episode. That'll be coming out on Friday. This week, I'm going to be joined by Manny of Talking Sports with Manny. He covers the Washington football team. So we're going to deep dive into what the Bills are going to be up against and talk about what's going on over there in Washington. So thanks again, everybody, for being here. This is Buffalo Nerd Phase Report Week 2. I'm your host, Colt Schroeder. Make sure you guys are following us on everything we're doing over at thebuffalonerd.com. And we will see everybody next week. And of course, go Bills.
You just listen to the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Make sure you leave a review and subscribe so you never miss another episode. We'll see you next time. Leg out.